This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. In Newtown, Connecticut, a task force made up of local elected officials voted unanimously last Friday to tear down and rebuild Sandy Hook Elementary School on the same site where a gunman massacred 20 children and 6 adults last December. The proposal now goes to the local Board of Education and to voters for approval. Joining us to discuss the decision-making process is Newtown First Selectwoman Pat Lodra. She was a member of the task force and joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you very much.
So the task force looked at about 40 different possibilities for what to do with the school. And my understanding is you narrowed it down to 2 options, either rebuild in the same spot or rebuild a new school about 200 yards away. What was the thinking behind the task force deciding to rebuild at the same location?
Well, actually, there were 3 options that were in the final discussion. 2 different locations, but one of those locations, which is the current site, had 2 options on that location. One option on the current site was to renovate the existing building, and a second option was to demolish the existing building and build a new building with a new access road. So there are actually 3 considerations that we were considering at the very end of that discussion. All of the other locations had been eliminated simply because of the challenges that they posed.
How were you getting feedback from the community through this process?
Well, we received a great deal of feedback from lots of constituent groups, some groups certainly from teacher groups, from parent groups, emails, telephone calls, letters, comments, public participation. Every one of the meetings was public meeting. And the feedback really was very diverse. Some people, I should say, who felt that they could never return to that school. And what I would want to say is that there is no going back. That building, our recommendation is that there's no going back to that building. That building won't continue to exist. And there won't be any going back on that access road because our hope is to create a new access road. So there's, as far as we are concerned, there's no going back. Yeah. We understand the sensitivity of that. And there are many people who live in Sandy Hook who pleaded with us repeatedly to not take their school out of Sandy Hook. Lots of passions around this issue, and right. and the passions are spread across any possible configuration of choices that one could imagine.
And yet you came to a unanimous decision.
Well, because I think ultimately a decision has to be made that is possible. I mean, ultimately you're confronted with what is possible, not just where do your emotions take you, but where does your head take you? Ultimately, we need to bring a school back to Sandy Hook. We need to be able to bring our kids back to town. We need to be able to educate them here. If we're going to do that, we have to have a project that is feasible.
My understanding is raising and rebuilding will cost $57 million.
No, the raising and rebuilding, we think probably the cost will not exceed $47 million.
Total,
yes. That's our expectation.
And was cost at all a consideration when you were looking at your options?
Cost became a consideration when we looked at whether or not to renovate or build new. Because renovation was still a possibility, and there are many people in the community who wanted us to renovate instead of rebuild. Even if we get 100% of that fund from the state or federal government, there are people who felt that we shouldn't spend money that we didn't need to spend. But when we looked at renovation, we realized that the technical team realized that a 56-year-old building, school building, doesn't meet any of today's codes. So everything that would have been done to renovate would have cost almost as much as building new.
Finally, Selectwoman Lodra, what's the thinking now about a commemoration or a memorial on the site of the new school itself? Or is there a desire to put that memorial somewhere else?
That has not yet been discussed. We've made it very clear from the very beginning of this process that our first decision was to make the decision about the school. A second decision then is to turn our attention to how we're going to memorialize the event that occurred on December 14. Certainly, that will be a very sensitive and difficult process to engage in. We're going to have to find a way to honor those that lost their lives. It will have to be a tribute that's in fitting with our community and is respectful of the parents and the families who lost a loved one.
Well, thank you for your service and for what sounds like your good hard work in a very difficult process. Newtown First Select Woman Pat Lodra joining us from Newtown, Connecticut. Thank you so much.
Thank you.